Schweitzer on weaponized immigration, Mexico, China are hidden U.S. threat. By Breitbart TV on January 25, 2026. Sunday on FNC's Sunday Morning Futures. Breitbart News senior contributor and author of The Invisible Coup. How American elites and foreign powers use immigration as a weapon. Peter Schweitzer talked about Mexico and China weaponizing immigration. Schweitzer said, "I think that the chaos in Minneapolis is absolutely horrifying. And I think that foreign actors benefit from that. Here's what we know. We know that foreign powers like Mexico are actively involved in organizing what they call the resistance to Donald Trump. That's not my words. That's what Mexican officials who live inside the United States say." He added, "Well, that we've been looking at immigration the wrong way. We view it primarily in terms of the economy and violent crime, which is very important. But the motivation of foreign actors is to weaponize immigration. So what do I mean? China has a very sophisticated program of exploiting birthright citizenship. And the Supreme Court is going to be hearing this case. That's the notion that if you happen to give birth to a child in the United States, that child will be an American citizen. Our federal government has no idea. No idea how many children are being minted as U.S. citizens using this technique. But China has looked into it. China has encouraged this. They've pushed it. The Chinese government believes that every year for the past 13 years, Maria, roughly 100,000 Chinese babies have been born in the United States and then taken back to China, raised in China. When they turn 18, they're going to be U.S. citizens. They can vote in elections, donate to political campaigns, get government jobs. That's more than 1 million voters. Remember that 2016 election was settled by 80,000 votes. So it's a massive exploitation of our immigration laws. Other entities like the Muslim Brotherhood and the Mexican government are doing the same sort of thing. Follow Breitbart.tv on Twitter at Breitbart Video.